This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I have to start off with a bit of horrible news, Tammy.
Okay.
And fans of our friend Know Nothing About Country, Ken, who, well, didn't quite live up to his name last night.
I know.
We have Ken on the show, who's our coworker, because Ken, despite being very close with us and knowing us for almost double-digit years, has never listened to our show. Can't stand country music. Knows nothing about country, which is why he's named Knows Nothing About Country, Ken, and why he used to be perfect to come in and completely butcher every pick for the CMA Awards. Let's just say not his shining moment last night.
We asked Know Nothing About Country Ken who his pick was for New Artist of the Year. Megan Maroney, Shaboozy, Nate Smith, Mitchell Tenpenny, Zach Top, or Bailey Zimmerman. Ken said,
don't even know which names I just heard right now. I'm going to go with Megan because she's at the Christmas Fest.
The best new artist of the year is Megan Maroney.
Right off the bat, Knows Nothing About Country Ken.
He picks the winner?
It's an out, knows a little bit about Country Ken, it seems. And that doesn't work at all. Well, hopefully redemption can happen as the night went on. Because the next opportunity for Ken was to predict the male vocalist of the year at the CMAs. And the nominees were
Chris Stapleton, Luke Combs, Jelly Roll, Cody Johnson, and Morgan Wallen.
Come on, Knows Nothing About Country Ken. Don't let us down, pal.
Get it wrong.
Jelly Roll. Only because I recognize him on, you know, morning shows on TV and stuff.
CMA Award for Male Vocalist of the Year goes to
Chris Stapleton!
Oh, thank God.
No, he got it wrong. Stapleton was the winner of Male Vocalist of the Year.
Now remember, when he gets it wrong, he's right. When he gets it right, he's wrong. Mm-hmm. We want him to fail, which is why he's named Knows Nothing About Country Ken. Next, the Female Vocalist of the Year.
Ken had to choose from Lainey Wilson, Kelsey Ballerini, Ashley McBride, Megan Maroney, and Casey Musgraves.
I'm going to pick Lainey Wilson.
And why Lainey? Nice. Because she's on Yellowstone?
I don't even know Yellowstone. I've watched one episode.
And the CMA Award for Female Vocalist of the Year goes to Lainey Wilson.
Yeah. No!
Ken, man. You picked a winner again. What are you doing?
Let's be honest. As soon as he said that yesterday morning, we both looked at each other and said he's going to be fired.
Yeah.
Because we all knew that Lainey was going to win Female Vocalist of the Year last night.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to not give her when she's the host as well. I mean, come on. And she earned it.
She did earn it. But the big award was Entertainer of the Year.
I was concerned that Knows Nothing About Country Ken would nail the Entertainer of the Year award and really just screw up this entire segment. But we were saved by Jeff Bridges.
Yes, we were. And that's coming up next with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Lots of buzzworthy moments at last night's CMA Awards.
Good and bad.
Yeah, I know. Mostly.
Well, and can I say a big to DirecTV? It was like the Netflix issue that happened with the Tyson-Jake Paul fight. It kept going out. Then a big thing would come on and say, don't call us. We know there's a problem. We'll fix it.
Was there a problem in space? I mean, what the heck was going on?
I don't know what's going on with DirecTV.
Did you guys have weather? A lot of wind?
No. I'm not sure what the issue
was.
So that was bad for me because I missed a lot of things.
I'll tell you, Tammy, I'm not sure you missed that much.
Yeah.
Most of the things that happened were supposed to happen. There were a couple of surprises, which we will touch upon, Brooks and Dunn.
Yes, definitely.
Maybe we're the biggest idiots in the world.
Well,
we were certainly proven so last night.
There was no one more surprised than them.
Oh, my God. Well, we'll get to that in a moment. But now back to our coworker Knows Nothing About Country Ken, who has got that nickname because he never acknowledges our presence here in the building, doesn't listen to country at all, claims he's only heard us while walking past our studio in the hallway. Perfect to predict the CMA Awards because he knows nothing about country Ken. It's right there in the name, and he usually gets everything wrong, which is what we want. But this year, he was kind of on a hot streak. He nailed two so far. Will he get the Entertainer of the Year?
And the nominees were Lainey Wilson, Chris Stapleton, Jelly Roll, Luke Combs, and Morgan Wallen. And Ken's pick was
Chris Stapleton, only for Monday Night Football.
Oh, there is a God.
He got it wrong. Thank goodness. Although, he's not the only one who got it wrong. Actor Jeff Bridges announced that winner and got it wrong.
And the CMA Award for Entertainer of the Year goes to Morgan Wallen.
I mean, you're a legend, Jeff Bridges.
Yes, you are
a legend. You won an Academy Award for playing a faded out country music star.
However, they announce the nominees before you say who wins.
Big speakers in the auditorium saying Morgan Wallen's name clear as a bell.
But Morgan Wallen. Okay.
Okay, you know what, though? The more I think about it, there is some beautiful poetic justice to this because, in a way, Morgan Wallen still hasn't gotten any respect from the CMA.
Yeah, it's true.
This is an award he should have won a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Massively deserving of it this year.
Yes.
All the nominees were qualified, clearly. But Tim and I mentioned yesterday on the show that if he didn't win the Entertainer of the Year after the year he had, it was a complete joke. And this one, the CMAs got right. Or did they?
Yeah.
I mean, Morgan Wallen could look in the mirror today and say, I still didn't win a CMA award. Morgan Wallen did. I didn't. Anybody know why Morgan Wallen wasn't there? He's not on tour right now, is he?
No, he didn't attend. And, it's all speculation on why.
Do you think he was thumbing his nose?
Maybe. He could have been. Toby Keith got to a point where he's like, I'm just not going anymore because you refuse to even acknowledge my existence.
Well,
so.
Toby Keith had a legitimate gripe. Morgan Wallen, there's a reason why he wasn't welcome with the CMA awards for a couple of years. Let's be honest. Toby did nothing wrong. He just didn't. I don't know. I still don't know. May he rest in peace. Yeah. Nice tribute, by the way, to Toby Keith last night. Lots more CMA Awards show to talk about. Some of the horrible sound during the performances. Couple of surprises as far as winners. Couple of snubs as far as nominees. And oh my God, we went back in time about 15 years and Brooks and Dunn are winners again. All coming up with John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show.